from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
It's Newstalk ZB with Andrew Dickens Sunday Cafe. And zut alors, we're off to Nouvelle-Calédonie, where the girl from Nouvelle-Zélande, Megan Singleton, is visiting New Caledonia. Hello, Megan.
Bonjour, Andrew. That's about the limit of my French.
Yeah. Well, can you get by with that much French?
Well, actually, you know what? I'm learning. I'm speaking kind of French Kiwi, and I've just had a guide, a really gorgeous young girl who's just started her new four-wheel drive business. So for the last 3 days, I've been up in the north. Gosh, this country's huge. We'll get to that in a second. But anyway, I've been practicing my French Kiwi. So it turns out that if you speak English with a French accent, well, they understand you, and we all get along swimmingly. And so that's what I've been doing. I felt like an actor out of Allure, Allure.
Now, look, I've never been to New Caledonia, but I flew over it on my way to Taiwan, and it is it's red.
Yes, and it's red because it's full of nickel. So they have a huge amount of minerals here in this country, and in fact, so much minerals that they barely need tourists. They only get 150,000 tourists a year, and that's something that is still newly being developed. So they have a huge amount of minerals, nickel, copper, gold, silver, and I did a tour of the south the other day where I went into this red earth. I mean, it stains everything you know you're going to touch, and you have to wash your car at the end of the day. But you could be mistaken for it looking like the Kimberley in Australia. It's that red. It's amazing.
Okay, so you've been in the south. You've been in the south. And you're going to the north soon.
Yeah, no, I did 1 day in the south from Noumea, so it was a long day trip, say from sort of 8:30 in the morning till about 5 at night, and spotted the rare cagou bird, which I didn't know about, but it hisses like a cat and barks like a dog. Awesome little bird, flightless, curious, ridiculous, got no predators, and there they were. They live in about 20 hectares per family, and we saw 5 of them. But anyway, so that was a day trip, and then I've just spent 3 days up in the north where I met a local Kanak family, and I had a meal cooked by them, you know, wrapped in the banana leaves with coconut milk and chicken and taro, and cooked for 2 hours over hot coals. And the children were helping make it with bare feet running around on the, you know, burning coals. And I'm like going, oh, my goodness, you know. But really amazing.
Now, in the north, there's a New Zealand war cemetery, isn't there?
Yeah. Do you know, that's where I started. So about 2 hours north of Noumea is in a beachside town called Borai, which is spelled Borail, is a New Zealand war cemetery. And I've just finished my blog on that, putting up a whole lot of pictures. There's about 265 New Zealand military resting here. There was no fighting in New Caledonia during World War II, but they were the people that were killed in the Pacific and brought here. And this cemetery was given to New Zealand. And every year there's an Anzac Day memorial service here. It's beautiful. It's tranquil. It's built so amazingly. There's a memorial wall as well for all the unknown soldiers. And there's a couple of really goosebumply amazing headstones that just say, known unto God. So there was 4 airmen that came home and they never were able to identify them. And they lie here as well. It's truly remarkable and really on the main road, but you could easily miss it. So I would suggest if people are coming here, you know, grab a map or a guide and just make sure you visit the cemetery. It's free to enter and it's just beautiful.
All right, we're running out of time, but of course, Noumea, you can go there for a slice of French culture. They've got great beaches. They've got great food. Would you recommend it for a visit?
Yeah, well, you know what? I haven't even looked at Noumea or Isle of Pines yet. I'm still to do that. So I've only done all the outback and the up north and the bush and the waterfalls and everything. So we might have to talk about that next week, and I'll be able to tell you a little bit more about the French culture over here in New Caledonia.
Megan Singleton in New Caledonia, and of course all her photographs and her blog is on bloggeratlarge.com. Go to my Facebook page and follow the links and you can get there as well. Talk to you tomorrow. A bientôt!
Au revoir!